his wedding rings and engagement rings. I mean, I don't know why I've got distinction between the two. And then third floor, I can't remember, probably watches.
Was it really busy in there?
It was actually, yeah. And the fourth floor, the cafe, and just general... Oh, yeah, one floor devoted to silver.
Like, people want to go in just to see it.
Oh, of course. But I mean, there are obviously people go in there.
Even if you don't wear anything, it's nice to sort of wander around. So the cafe's on the fourth?
On the fourth.
Do you get a good view of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I've heard it's not particularly great.
What's the coolest project you've worked on?
Even so, I still would have liked to have done it, but I mean, we just ran out of time.
So what were you doing on each day? What else did you do?
Not very much, really. I brought my son. We went to Ground Zero, and we went to the Oculus shopping centre.
I feel like my family's
really
not had
quite an
not
odd building, and although it's really, really nice and clean and white, it's quite a weird shape. But I bought my son some UGG shoes that were on sale. And well, I asked him, because he's got quite a big feet actually, I said, look, I've seen these shoes and they're on sale at $99, which is
so
something.
So you were able to drive in the fire.
Mom, don't buy those, they're really expensive.
You just want to be near one.
Because he normally gets Vans for next to nothing.
I have a friend that does that for
But yes. I mean, his so shoes are just falling apart. I'm just fed up with it.
And he's just, oh, it's
and
just
I mean, feet are quite important. Yeah. I mean, he's just had some
yeah, like
shoes.
The Ferrari keychain with the Ferrari watch,
anyway,
the Ferrari glasses.
Said, this is what I want more. I want some caterpillars. Okay. I said, never mind, never mind. So I just bought them. I just bought these ones. They're sort of black. They're just like desert boots, but they're made of like charcoal grey wool. And I think they are quite expensive, but they're really nice.
Are they the ones with like the boots?
There's
the
a Ferrari dealer in Manhattan.
No, not those.
If I was to walk from my job to my girlfriend, you walk past
on the sole,
just
got
stare at the window, look at
the
most.
On
the judge all the people that are inside.
Yes.
The
on the inside?
The inside.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
But not, you know, just literally on the sole. Yeah, they are really, really nice. No, I know. And the other good thing was, didn't have to pay tax. Because for some reason, you know, up to 110 is varying. Some people say it's 110. Some say it's 120. But then it's up to that price, you don't pay tax. Although some people did dispute that, because my sister said, well, I bought... she bought a watch in the Guggenheim Centre.
On this one, if you just sort of
and that,
just give
she
this
had to pay tax on.
So where you were here,
you have to pay tax on every day.
Was the thing holding him up when he was down?
No, what it's based on, whether it's the sort of product you buy, I don't know.
Would it say it on the label?
No, no.
So you just have to know.
Really?
Learning
curve on that.
Yeah, in California, I find it quite frustrating because you know they're going to add, well, 8.275%, I think, roughly, anyway.
How long did it take you to settle in California?
Well, I've never been on a map. Hey. I've never filmed a
I want to see, like, the learning curve on the two wheels.
I just bought a house in Germany. And sorry?
Where did you buy a house?
In Hamburg. We literally, the ink
right,
was just drying.
$1 million
and then
before you get
the job over in
California. $20,000 car.
So he was working for Airbus. And, I mean, I've probably talked to him about that, I don't know. Yeah. Well, because I said, oh, you know, yeah, I'll just do it for a laugh. Just